World Holy Name Week. Chedo Dharpana Marjanam Bhavahada Bhagani Nirvapanam Shera Kairavachandi Kavitaranam Vijavadu Jivanam Anandam Bhuti Vardhanam Pratipadam Purnamritasvaranam Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. That more or less tells everything. People know that verse, but Prabhupada, when he came in his poem, he said, I don't have any love or whatever, but I have faith in the holy name. And, you know, if these people will chant the holy name. So, of course, that's our main business, Hari Nam. We're called the Hare Krishnas most places. So chanting the holy name is our main activity. When we get initiated, that's what we vow to do. The only thing we say we will do specifically is chant the holy name. So the Holy Name Week started out to be the Holy Name Day. You know, try to get everybody in the world at the same time to intensify and have, because we want everybody to chant more. We want devotees to get more absorbed in chanting. So then we, Holy Name Week, I'd like to see it, you know, Holy Name Year, but I'm talking about that for next year or the year after. But and you see, many temples, they really got into it, you know. So they, chanting the holy name is the best activity, the most purifying activity. But everybody chants much more. They have a 24-hour kirtan, or they have, you know, Harinam every day, or they have japa, you know, more japa. We should be talking about the holy name in every class anyway, and chanting. But during that time, everybody tries to focus, bring up more and more the glories of chanting the holy name. It's not an exaggeration or imagination, right? We hear from, so, you know, Chedo Dharpana, it cleanses the heart of all the impurities and all the dirt and dust accumulated. So that, you know, many of us, we don't chant that much in a normal day, especially Grihastha. You know, maybe they only chant their rounds. You know, they don't have time for kirtan or anything. But during Holy Name Week, they probably get caught up in, you know, more Harinam party, or going to the temple for some special event. Like in Bali, they invited Gopal and the Kinchan of Krishna from the Vrindavan Kirtan to come. So that enlivened everybody. And they just scheduled, you know, a big kirtan night at every temple. We have five or six temples every night during that time. So, you know, many devotees come where normally they wouldn't go to the temple, because there's a special big kirtan. And they had normally one or two Harinam parties every day, but this time they had five. So they pushed. And then everybody comes more and more and more enlivened, more happy. So, in many temples you see the reports of their Holy Name Week. And some places it's constant Holy Name, like New York now. They have that Harinam every day, 4 hours. It's for a year and a half now. You know, every day. Sometimes they have to go underground when it's raining or something. And of course, by that, the devotees become so known and popular. People love it. Same people come every day on the subway. But so many tourists, so many people, they just remember New York City. They remember that. So this, it's just important that, you know, like anything, Kartik month, you know. Prabhupada said it. It's not necessarily for devotees, because we're doing all the time anyway, but it makes people that don't normally, they think, oh, Kartik is really special, so I have to go to Vrindavan, I have to chant, I have to do all the, you know, because it's a special time. When you tell them do it all the time, it's too much, you know. So maybe we'll come up with a Holy Name month, you know. But the Holy Name week turned out quite good. Many, many temples really, you know, focused on so much more kirtan. So that's the best thing, because the more devotees do kirtan, the more they get a taste for kirtan, the more they're going to do it again and again, right? Everything works like that, habit. So by having an intense time, like a holiday, okay, Ekadasi, we chant more, you know, it's more beneficial. So Holy Name Week, it really brought a lot of devotees into consciousness. And you know, what are we going to do? How are we going to, what are we going to do to chant more? How are we going to And then you see what the other temples are doing. Think, okay, let me do that also. So many temples had 12-hour kirtan, 24-hour kirtan, you know. And then they want to do it more and more because everybody likes it so much. They'll do it even when it's not officially. And also for the planet to have all over the world devotees intensely doing so much more chanting, you know, it's purifying the whole planet much more, the sound vibration. Not just the devotees who are doing it, but, and, you know, all of us thinking, oh, those devotees are doing so much chanting, I gotta get into it, you know, right? So it's a wonderful thing, a great idea, and, you know, to really credit the devotees, Lokanath Swami and Ekalavya especially, got it started and really push it. And it's just all over the world, it just purifies the whole planet, and we want to have it all the time like that, but maybe not practical all the time, but at least 1 week everybody can be thinking about it and take some time off, you know, from their whatever else they're doing. And like one boy in Bali, he just left off his school for 1 week to, because he's a big kirtan leader, and helped take care of the, you know, getting everybody around to all the temples, and, you know, so, you know, they don't mind and they get, I mean, maybe we should try having it twice a year, I think, start. Maybe not all year, every year, all year. Because sometimes if you, see, when you think of something all the time, you tend to try to pace it too much, you know. But 1 week you can make a big push, you know. So that's the idea. 1 day is not enough. That was the first thing. 1 week everybody can get into it. Even if they only do a few days out of that week, at least you get so many more devotees chanting much more than they normally do, which elevates our whole movement. Right? Like the tide coming in. All right? I think I said enough. Hare Krishna. Gauranga.